So far, we have a fair division of labor, but we have not addressed the need for domestic support. So there is one more step in my plan that may not only make you feel much better about my solution, but it will help you meet one of your spouse's most important emotional needs. Step 4. Meet the need of domestic support by assuming responsibilities that deposit the most love units. Up to this point, the assignment of household responsibilities is fair. You are dividing responsibilities according to willingness and according to who benefits most with their accomplishment. But marriage takes you one step further. In marriage, you do things for each other because you care about each other's feelings, not just because you want them done yourself. And that can deposit carloads of love units if done the right way. You may not be willing to take responsibility for a certain task because, quite frankly, you don't think it needs to be done. But if your spouse thinks it needs to be done, it may be an opportunity for you to meet his or her emotional need for domestic support. To be sure that your effort is not wasted, both you and your spouse should add one more piece of information to your lists of tasks. Beside each task, write a number indicating how many love units you think would be deposited if your spouse would do that task for you. Use a scale from 0 to 5, with 0 indicating that you would experience no pleasure and 5 indicating that you would experience maximum pleasure and would be eternally grateful. If these ratings are accurate, it means that whenever you have completed a task that was rated a 4 or 5 by your spouse, you will be depositing many love units. In fact, for some spouses that rate domestic support as their most important emotional need, when someone completes these tasks, enough love units may be deposited to trigger the feeling of love. Let me repeat a concept that is crucial to your marriage happiness. If you and your spouse are in love with each other, you will have a happy marriage. If you are not in love, you will feel cheated. So whatever it takes to trigger the feeling of being in love with each other is well worth the effort. If cooking dinner or ironing shirts or picking up socks triggers the feeling of love in your spouse, why not do those things? In fact, if meeting any of the emotional needs that I have described in this book really does create the feeling of love, why would anyone resist doing it? It is not only an act of care, but it is an act of supreme wisdom. By doing for each other what you appreciate most, you will have what few marriages have, the feeling of love throughout your entire lives. But let me repeat another important concept. Don't waste your time on the needs of lesser importance. Put your energy into what deposits the most love units and ignore tasks that do nothing for your love bank. Don't do housework or childcare for your spouse if it's not appreciated. Remember, whatever's on your spouse's list is your spouse's responsibility, not yours. You help your spouse with these tasks for one and only one very important reason, to build your love bank balance. If your effort to relieve your spouse of a particular task really doesn't deposit love units, don't waste your time. Put your effort into another task that gives you more bang for the buck. Your spouse's response to your help should prove whether or not love units are being deposited. If your spouse thanks you when you perform the task and expresses his or her appreciation with affection, you know you're on the right track. But if your spouse ignores you after performing one of these tasks, love units are not being deposited for some reason. In that case, go back to your spouse's original list of tasks and pick something else to do that has a greater impact. Just because you decide to help your spouse with one or his or her responsibilities does not make it your responsibility. In fact, that's a very important way to look at meeting emotional needs in general. If meeting any emotional need is viewed as a responsibility, then it is not appreciated as much when it's met. Only when the meeting of emotional needs is seen as a gift, as an act of care, does it have the maximum impact on the love bank. If either you or your spouse take the meeting of any emotional need for granted, it will tend to dilute its effect. If your spouse sees a burdensome task as his or her responsibility and you perform that task, he or she will appreciate the help you give. On the other hand, if your spouse views it as your responsibility, then your efforts have much less impact. So the first 3 steps of my plan to meet your spouse's need for domestic support are crucial. Unless you establish a task as your spouse's responsibility, your efforts will tend to be taken for granted. I must make one final point. If you suffer in an effort to meet your spouse's need for domestic support, you will never get into the habit of meeting that need, and deposits in your spouse's love bank will be offset by withdrawals in yours. So you must figure out a way to meet your spouse's need for domestic support without the loss of your own love units. There are many ways to get things done, and you may not have considered the best possibilities. you and your spouse should discuss how the most burdensome responsibilities can be accomplished in ways that are not so burdensome. Maybe one of you would not mind doing one part of dinner preparation, and the other would not mind doing another part. Or maybe you would agree that going out to dinner is the ultimate solution to the problem. You still meet the need without having to do the work.